to death can just be a sin that physically gets you killed, even without God's intervention. That's a sin unto death. And I mean, what is praying for that person going to do if they're killing themselves with sin? Sin often brings death. Now, I think a great example of this is in Proverbs chapter 6 with the sin of adultery, you know, being a sin that can lead to death. Now, first of all, back in the Old Testament in the nation of Israel, adultery was punished by the death penalty. So that's definitely a sin unto death where you go out and commit a sin and then, you know, you're being arrested and executed, you know, under the Old Testament laws, unlike our United States law, which basically says, hey, adultery's fine. Which is wicked, by the way, should be against the law. But in Proverbs 6, the Bible talks about another way that adultery can be a sin unto death. Look at verse 27. The Bible says, can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? So he that goeth into his neighbor's wife, whosoever toucheth her shall not be innocent. Man do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he's hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. For jealousy is the rage of a man. Therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts. The Bible is talking about here, committing adultery with another man's wife can often lead to you being killed because of the jealous rage of that husband. Now, he talks about here getting a wound, getting dishonor, but it can also lead unto death because he will not spare in the day of vengeance. You can't even placate him with gifts or bribes or try to talk him down. You know, I had a friend where his wife, he caught her in adultery in the very act. And he, you know, he walked in on her with a strange man. And he ended up grabbing this guy who was not wearing any clothing and hurling him through the front window of the house. And as you can imagine, this isn't like the movies, you know, where people just get thrown through a window and they're unharmed. You know, these old, like these old Westerns or whatever, where they're breaking bottles and breaking windows and nobody gets hurt. You know, in real life, if you get thrown through a window, you're very likely, especially if it's that single pane kind of glass, very likely to be killed. So this man thrown nude through a front window was lacerated and sliced up and, you know, he was beaten and thrown through the window and he was taken to the emergency room. He was taken to the intensive care unit and he survived, but he barely survived. And it was, you know, thank God he survived because otherwise, you know, my friend could have been in trouble with the law, you know, whereas because he survived, it wasn't as big of a deal, you know, since it was understood that he caught this guy, you know, violating his wife. So, yeah, he was thrown through the window. I mean, that was a good friend of mine. And so that goes to show you how this can be a sin unto death. You know, there have been other stories that didn't end that way, where the guy gets thrown through the window and he's dead, or the guy is beaten or shot or whatever because of the fact that he, you know, committed adultery with his neighbor's wife. You know, that's something to think about right there. You know, that adultery is a very wicked sin. You know, we shouldn't even think about doing it just because of the fear of God. But here's another aspect to it. Man might kill you if you commit that kind of sin.